Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, you know, whatever he can do to get himself back in there, get some more attention. That's how Kanye rolls. We already know this. Sorry, I can't call him Kanye
Yay.
Anymore. It's like when I had to change Diddy's name Yay. 900 times in the tent.
You mean Brother Love?
I forgot Diddy's Brother Love now.
That's right.
You know how many times in 20 years on the air I've had to change my calling of Diddy and Brother Love and... Anyway,
so it is possible.
Listen, it's Kanye West allegedly got married, but not legally, everybody, so you don't have to take it seriously. But he's wearing a wedding ring, and he's living like this woman is his wife, and he had a private ceremony to celebrate their love. She's now blonde, but she does look like Kim in some of the older pictures
I
of
see.
Her that I've
he's,
seen.
He's got a type. He's got a type. Miss Bianca Censori.
I almost think
Censori?
That... I was going to say Censori, too. Hell, if we know. We don't know her.
He dropped a song, clearly shouting her out. Sensory yeah. Overload, like a month or something ago. But now I understand why.
We're going to forget about her, just like Julia Fox or whatever her name was. The one that he dated for a hot minute after Kim. Remember
this
her?
One might last. Allie, this one might last.
Why? Because they had a private fake ceremony and he's wearing a ring.
He's wearing a ring. She clearly worked for Yeezy. She's an architect.
I mean,
this is big business moves, I'm saying.
But if she's smart, why is she with him? Like, come on.
Maybe she sees something in him we don't yet. It's Ye. Ye's a demented genius.
He would be exhausting. I think he's one of those people that would be great. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Week 2 almost in the books, DZ.
Oh, it's done. It's Friday. Woo! Friday morning. The week's over. Today doesn't count as an official day. No, it's the weekend.
It's the weekend.
Let's
I'm
go!
So ready for
we
this.
Did it, yeah!
We did it. We made it 2 weeks. We did it.
Monday, week 3.
Boom. Well, coming up next, DZ, I want to tell you something that my son taught himself to do. I've never been more proud. And I never really thought about the fact that we have to teach ourselves to do this. Almost everybody on the planet can do this one skill. I didn't think about it till my kid said he wanted to learn how to do it.
Is it a backflip?
It's not a backflip. No, not everybody can do a backflip. But trust me, everybody, I think, can do this. I'll tell you what it is coming up next. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Week 2 in the books, DZ. New Kiss Morning Show. Let's go.
It's that Feel Good Friday
feeling. And lots to talk about later on the show. Not only do we have Sam Smith tickets at 8:40, but we've got a trip to see Adele at 9:30. And we're going to update you on what happened at our work holiday party at 7:25-ish. Get ready for that story.
Oh, dude, I don't think they want that story.
Oh, they want it. You're going down. Anyway, okay. I wanted to tell you, DZ, I have two kids. You've met my kids many a times because you worked at the radio station for many years.
That's right. I ain't met the grown ones that you got now, but we get into that too.
They were little.
I remember the babies.
They're not babies anymore.
I remember the babies.
You remember them as little, DZ. They're like, they'll be like, what up, DZ? They're gonna come in.
Hello,
with, like,
sir.
Chest hair when you see them again. You're gonna be like, damn, Owen. Well, Owen came up to me the other day and said, Mom, can you help me with something? And anytime he asks me to help him, I'm so like proud he's asking me and not his dad. No offense to his dad. But, you know,
but
I'm like, he asks Mom. And I go, what's up, honey? He goes, I need to learn how to do two things for music class. And I go, say no more. I mean, actually, yes, yeah, say more. But what?
Say no more, but elaborate a little bit.
You had me at music class. If you're involved in music, I'm involved. He says, I need to learn how to snap and whistle. And my brain almost exploded because I went, he doesn't know how to snap. Like, these are things as a parent, and you have an 18-month-old, DZ, you'll see this as your kid gets older, where you have these moments where you're like, oh my gosh, like, I never taught my kid how to do this, and somewhere along the line, he never learned how to do it because it's something I just assumed we all know how to do.
It's an A.
But if it never came up,
it's not.
It's stuff like that all the time with kids where I'm like, wow, somebody has to, like, teach you these things. You don't just come upon them in the world.
You gotta teach them how to be a human being.
Yes.
And that includes teaching them how to snap and whistle.
Snap and whistle. And I looked at him and I said, well, I can teach you how to snap, but I cannot teach you how to whistle. I said, your dad can whistle, but I cannot whistle. I've never been able to whistle. I don't feel like everybody can whistle. I feel like a lot of people can snap, though. Can you? You could.
I could do both.
I can snap, like, right? I can hold my fingers up and snap.
Oh, yeah.
But the funny thing was, when I tried to teach him how to snap, I realized it's not an easy thing to teach. I had to Google how to snap, and it's a real thing because I learned more about snapping when I Googled. I learned that when you bring your three fingers down, that's the echo chamber, and that the two fingers down, it's the echo chamber, and that what actually makes the sound is when your middle finger comes down and hits your palm, and it hits off the echo. DZ, again, never would have thought anything about this, never would have known that. I thought the sound was coming from your two fingers together.
The snap
it's
part.
Not. The snap is coming from the middle
flap.
Finger hitting the palm and hitting then the echoing. Again, things you learn on YouTube. Who would have thought?
So you taught yourself how to snap while you were teaching your kid how to snap, technically.
I kind of educated myself.
Right,
yes.
Right.
So I said, so we're sitting there and I'm like, Owen, do this, and it wasn't working. So after I Googled, I go, oh, and I go, well, listen, now we know that it's very important you have the echo chamber. We, you know, all this stuff. And so he couldn't do it, right? And I was like, it's okay, just keep trying. And he walks out of the room. 3 days later, he comes home from school and he goes, Mom, check this out. And he gets in the car and he starts snapping like a
go
pro.
Crazy. Go
boom, 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 boom. And I go, what happened? He had been practicing all day,
nonstop,
every day for 3 days, and he had taught himself how to snap. And I looked at him and I almost wanted to cry because I go, I forgot how much practice matters with any skill in the world. Like 3 days ago, I was thinking to myself, we're doomed. Like, I'm watching
this
kid.
Snap.
He's never going to be able to do it. And then I watch him and I'm like, oh my gosh, literally practice can make anyone talented if they want to be. Literally anyone can do anything if they practice.
We talking about practice?
Anyone.
Practice?
Practice.
Practice.
So, like,
not
you,
the game.
No,
practice.
I need those reminders, though, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I just thought, like, what have you taught yourself how to do? That was kind of what I wanted to ask everybody today. Because you can whistle. You can snap.
So, listen. I can whistle, but not the...
I can't even do that.
I can whistle.
But let me hear.
And I had to teach myself how to whistle.
Did you have to? You probably had to practice.
I had to practice. Mm-hmm. I had to try different methods. I'm talking about the loud Latino, the...
Let me hear it. Oh, I
had to back. You know what I'm talking about? Back up, because it's loud.
I want to learn how to do
My dad calls
that.
Me like that. I'm going to call my son like that.
Yeah.
I've trained my dogs to listen to that whistle. Mm-hmm. That's loud. That's that two finger. That's that lip pull. That's I could whistle. And I didn't know how to do it. I had to teach myself how to whistle that loud. I understand the proudness that that little boy is probably going through.
So
going,
proud. Bop. Oh, yeah. Snap.
Keeping the beat.
I just couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. Listen, we're going to take your calls next. 414-533-1037. I may need DZ to teach me how to whistle. But what have you, like, taught yourself how to do? Or maybe you can't snap or whistle. Hell, I don't know. We'll discuss next. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Friday. Woo! We made it, DZ. 2 weeks. The morning show made it for 2 whole weeks.
2 weeks,
dog. We got this.
They like us.
We're number one.
We're number one.
We made it 2 weeks. So I was just talking about how my son came in and asked me to teach him how to snap and whistle for music class, which never occurred to me that these things have to be taught to someone. You know, we forget that we learn these things. The adult brain forgets.
That it happens so young.
And that people, we just assume people know things because we know them. And that's not the way the child brain works. And that's anything in life when you want to learn something. Like, if you're trying to teach someone, a lot of people lose patience because we just think, well, this is so easy. Because in our brain, it's learned. But it's not.
It's not.
It's not. So I taught Owen how to snap. You were talking about whistling, right? just things we've taught ourselves. So let's just get right into it this morning. Good morning to our regular Mike in Hartford. What's happening, my friend?
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Mike, I had to teach Owen how to snap. What did you have to teach yourself how to do?
I taught myself at the age of about 5. It was right before or right after I turned 5, how to ride a two-wheel bike.
Ooh, that's a good one.
My parents, I had training wheels on my bike at the time, and my neighbor was a year older than me. Mm-hmm. He had already learned how to ride a two-wheeler, and I had told my parents, I want to learn. I want a bigger bike. Oh, no, just wait. And I said, okay. And so I told my neighbor, oh, yeah, my parents said I could ride your bike. And I I rode past my house, and my parents were like, guess we got to go get him a bike.
Oh, my God. Your parents are wrong for that, by the way, for making you learn on your own. That is just messed up.
The way I was trained is they lifted the training wheels off the ground, so I still had a sense of balance already.
Yeah. Right,
so I was technically riding a two-wheeler. The training wheels were just there to catch me if I would fall.
Yeah.
But
they
we're not overly comfortable with that yet. Yeah. Okay, no big deal. And then I just hopped on the bike and rode. And
they weren't
that
ready.
Day we went and got me a new bike.
Right. Mike, they weren't ready. You were, Mike.
That's right. Don't tell anyone. Yep. Don't tell anyone those details. Just say you taught yourself. Just be like, I'm a genius. I taught myself how to ride a two-wheeler.
I tell my daughter her dad's a genius every day.
Obviously, duh.
I know she believes it, too.
Mike, thanks for calling.
Yep, have a good weekend.
You too. Maria is on day 3 working towards her theme song in Milwaukee. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Allie and Dewey.
Good morning. Day 3. Let's go.
Now, you will have 2 more days, and you will have your own theme song on this show if you get in. So, Maria, what did you teach yourself how to do?
You know, it's really dumb, but for my 30th birthday, I wanted to do like a pinup photo shoot.
Yeah, a boudoir shoot. Yeah.
Yes, and so the photographer was like, wink at the camera. I couldn't wink. I could not wink. My eyes were closed. I could not close one eye. So I literally, I'm 35 now. I think it took me like 33.
Yeah.
So literally learn how to like just close the one eye. And that's how I caught my honey. I caught him with the wink.
She said, I'm going to use this skill.
That's amazing that you got to 30 and didn't realize you didn't know how to wink. But
yeah,
I guess if you're not using it, she's in her boudoir shoot and her eyes are batting. Both eyes are blinking at once.
No. One eye. Maria, one eye only. But she's like, I'm trying. I'm trying.
I was. I look like one of those dolls that had, you know, those weird eyes.
The lay down doll?
I couldn't do it. I was like, I can't do that.
You know what? Props to you for doing a boudoir shoot. Even with my new body, I'm scared to do a boudoir shoot, girl. Props to feeling yourself and your confidence. I give it to women on that, boy.
You gotta jump on it, Eileen. It does a little bit for you.
You know what a boudoir shoot is, right, DZ?
Yeah.
When you get in lingerie and you've done a.
I've done a boudoir shoot.
Wow.
Hey, listen, it's not just for the ladies, okay?
Are you in your boxers? Or you?
Don't worry about me.
That.
Don't worry about what me and my wife be doing.
We gotta see them.
Don't worry about what me and my wife be doing, Maria. You just worry about getting your song.
Maria, I got to look at this guy every day. I don't want the boudoir photos, okay? He doesn't want my boudoir photos either. It's nothing personal.
These ain't going on Instagram.
This is friend stuff here, okay? All right, Maria, have a great day. We'll talk to you Monday for day 4.
Have a good weekend.
Oh, next up, she's got her own theme song, Lisa in West Dallas.
Good morning!
Woo! Rumors by Lizzo is what she picked. We are doing great, Lisa. What's going on? I was just talking about how I have to teach Owen. I had to teach him how to snap for music class, and it didn't occur to me you have to teach people how to do things. This is like a whole thing I'm learning.
I don't even remember when I learned to snap or whistle. I've always just been able to do it from what I remember.
See?
But somebody taught you, guarantee.
Yep, somebody did. I
school or something. I don't remember. But
Lisa said who? Proof.
I taught myself. That's what I'm going to tell everybody.
Honestly.
That's your story. She's sticking to it.
I don't remember who taught me either, but as I'm learning, somebody taught you, but we forget these things as kids, you know? So, well, Lisa, it's good to hear from you on a Friday. We'll talk to you later, girl.
All right, thanks.
Bye. Finally, Angie is on day 4 calling in Lake Geneva. Congratulations. Welcome back, Angie.
Thank you. Good morning, Allie and DC. And may I add, I really want to see some images of DC in lingerie.
Yeah. Stop it. Stop it. Behave. Respect. They say hey, little respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All due respect.
Can I add that my
daughter gets married today, and I took the day off and got up early to call you guys.
Oh! Wepa! Congratulations! What's your daughter's name?
Ashley Reynolds, and soon will be Ashley Wallace.
Nice. Congratulations, Ashley. What's the groom's name? Is it a groom?
Jason.
Just assuming.
That's my brother's name. That's a good name. He's a good guy. Any Wallace I've ever met is a good Wallace, so that must be a good one.
Oh, man.
Yes, he is. I'm so happy all are.
Blessings to the family. Blessings to you guys.
Where's the wedding? Because I'm nosy.
And I'm crashing.
She lives in Paddock Lake, so there's a Strawberry Creek banquet on Highway 50, and that's where they're getting married.
I know. Is that near Kenosha, right?
Yes.
I know exactly where that is. I have friends that had lived over there, so I know what you're talking about. Well, have a great time. Congrats to your daughter, Ashley, and Jason as well. And then you will call back on Monday because we're not going to be here on the weekend. We go home, okay?
Yeah, well, cool. I got Monday off too, so I'll sleep in.
Oh, wait. Don't call Monday. Call Tuesday. I forgot. It's Martin Luther King's birthday.
Hey! We got a lot to celebrate. Ooh,
yes. Okay, call on Tuesday. Angie, we'll talk to you then. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. We made it through our second week. We did it.
Happy Friday. Should I say happy Friday the 13th?
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, DZ, because I forgot that it was Friday the 13th until we wrote the date on our show log today. And I was like, but you know, I don't get weirded out by Friday the 13th.
No,
are you one of those people?
Nah, I love Friday the 13th.
Wait,
I love it for different reasons, though. I'm not a scary movie guy. I'm going to say that right now. My wife's a scary one. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm scared. She's scary.
I don't like scary movies because they freak me out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're on the same page on
that. We don't do it.
I don't like to be in a movie and sit there on edge. That's not fun for me. I don't want to be on edge. I want to relax.
I'm punching somebody in the face, and I don't want to do that.
Ugh, who wants to be on edge?
You don't want me to do that. Exactly.
No, thank you.
I'd rather have a comedy, even a rom-com.
Couldn't agree more. I'm glad we're on the same page. Learned that about you and me today. We don't like scary movies.
Double salute.
We'll never go together. But your wife loves them.
Loves them.
Interesting.
But Friday the 13th is something special for me because I like some tattoos. And it's a tattoo holiday, if you will.
Wait, what?
Friday the 13th happens a couple times a year. Now, people are weirded out by the number 13.
Mm-hmm.
They'll skip them on elevators.
Sure.
There's this whole phobia around the number. But in tattoos, it's good luck.
Okay, I don't know if I ever knew that.
It's a very unknown holiday unless you're kind of into the culture. Now, I'm not saying I'm locked into tattoo culture, but like I said,
How many do you have?
9 at the moment.
Well, then you have a lot. You're into tattoo culture if you have 9. You're into it.
Listen, I'm an open canvas, and today might be the day where I fill some of that up, baby, because Friday the 13th, they normally do this. They'll do a deal. It's like a Black Friday for tattoos. They'll do a third.
Mm-hmm. How did I never know? I guess how I don't get tattoos. That's why.
So places, and I guarantee you a number of them are doing them. Maybe Atomic. I know for sure the Skin Museum over on the east side is doing a Black Friday deal today. $13
and you go
plus
in.
A $7 tip. So you end up $20 for a tattoo. Or you can change up the designs. But it's a day to get cheaper ink. Because it's like a big flash sale day. Some tattoo shops will let you bring your own design.
Uh-huh.
Some tattoo shops will say you got to pick from a specific design.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they're tattooing all day.
So you have to pick from what they give you at some, which I understand if it's cheap like that.
Or pay a little bit more and get your own design.
Uh-huh.
But it's a day to get a lot cheaper work. So it's like, everybody knows tattoos can be expensive. That's the reason why I'm not covered already, because my little sister hasn't figured out her tattoo gun yet. So she can become my artist.
Oh.
She's dabbling, I'll say. She's dabbling. Okay. It's important to get an apprenticeship and learn the right way to do it the right way.
Nobody wants to put a permanent thing on their body from somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. I feel you on that.
That part.
I had no idea, DZ, that one, that it was a tattoo, like tattoos were a big deal. It was a Black Friday of tattoos on Friday the 13th.
Every Friday the 13th, some tattoo parlor shop place is doing a deal for Friday the 13th. $13 plus a $7 tip.
I'm curious to see if you come back next week with a new tattoo now.
Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me.
I'm tempting you. Do it. Plus, I want to see what you get because I don't have any. I've never had a desire. I love them on men. Like, I love a good tatted man. It's ironic that I don't have any yet. I find them hot on men because.
But not for you.
But it's just never been. I think I can't commit. to anything, which is ironic.
You don't know what you'd get.
The irony that I can't commit to anything, a man or a tattoo.
Or a tattoo.
But I like them on men, let me tell you. I just can't pick. There's nothing that I've been like, I have to have this on my body forever.
Well, if you ever do decide.
Yeah.
I'd say pull the trigger on a Friday the 13th. Okay. It'll be cheaper. It'll be fire. Yeah. It'll be a dope experience. Getting a tattoo on Friday the 13th is a different beast. Most people don't mind paying. I don't mind paying top dollar, whatever it is, because I appreciate and want good ink on my body.
Right, right.
But if I can go ahead and get two tattoos for the price of one, basically.
Totally.
You know.
Well, I'm going to wish you luck today, and I can't wait to find out next week if DZ got a tattoo.
It might be two.
Ooh, we're going to find out. Dude, that song, DZ, that's Metro Boomin featuring The Weeknd and 21 Savage, Creepin'.
What do you mean?
I mean, they sampled a song.
I only hear one song.
I hear two songs, and this is what I think is so amazing about this song. Depending on how old you are, you're going to hear different people. When I hear that song, I hear the Fugees.
Oh, no, I hear Joe.
You hear Joe, I don't want to know. Isn't that crazy?
I
want to
know, yeah. All I know is
I love that song, I'm just saying. What's
up? Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, serious stuff, though. This was wild last night, DZ. Lisa Marie Presley, Elvis's daughter. Former wife of Michael Jackson at one point.
That's right.
They were married. I was telling my kids that the other day because for some reason Hudson ended up on Michael Jackson YouTube. Like he got in that algorithm.
How'd you get on that side of TikTok?
I don't know. He's been asking me all these questions about Michael Jackson lately, and I've been answering them. But he asked me about, was he ever married? I said he was married to Lisa Marie Presley. We just had this conversation the other day, which is so weird. Lisa Marie Presley was only 54, went into cardiac arrest yesterday, dead.
Oh my goodness.
Horrible.
That's sad. That's very sad.
That wasn't the only person she was married to, but Michael's what we remember.
I mean, Michael's the most important one.
You remember when her and Michael made out on stage?
No. I do not remember.
Am I that old?
What year was that?
Let's look it up. Let's Google it. They walked out at the awards show and they started like French kissing on stage and everybody wanted to throw up in their mouths.
You really don't remember that, huh? No, I don't remember that for the life of me.
Lisa Marie, kiss on stage. Yeah.
That had to have been a long time ago.
It was at an awards show. I believe it was an MTV awards show. Hold on. Give me a minute here.
No, you good? I wouldn't be surprised, though.
What year was that?
That had to have been late 90s, early 2000s.
Was it 1994? Oh, damn, I'm old. Okay, it was 1994. So I would have been in high school.
No, I'm not going to remember that. I was literally one year old.
I was like 14. I was in high school. Yeah, they came out. Now you got to Google this video. They came out and they started kissing on stage and everybody was like,
I don't want to disrespect this woman.
It was crazy. But yeah, that was, again, a long time ago. People, I'm sure, forget that they were even married. But she was pronounced dead at the hospital in L.A. She was taken there after suffering that cardiac arrest. This whole story is just so sad. They took her. They were able to get a pulse back before she was transported to the hospital. And the whole thing is sad.
Unfortunately, didn't make it, though.
No, and Priscilla Presley, her mom's still alive.
That's the last thing you want to do is outlive your children.
Mm-hmm.
That's
horrible.
Like not the goal. No, that's not the goal at all.
No, it's a horrible, horrible thought. No,
condolences to the Presley family. Mm-hmm. That's very sad.
And wild, especially because the Elvis movie just came out. So a lot of people learned about Elvis if they saw that movie or that didn't know some of this history with his daughter and all that. But Lisa Marie Presley, that is really sad stuff. Dead at the age of 54 after going into cardiac arrest last night. Dude. Somebody almost knocked our bosses out last night, like real time, DZ. Oh my gosh. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Shout out Shannon. he's a legend for that.
This moment is going to live rent free in my mind forever, DZ. Did I say 103.7 Kiss FM? Listen, good morning. It's Allie and DZ. Friday morning. Yesterday was our work holiday party.
And it was a good one.
Oh, DZ. You were there, obviously, duh, but you have worked in this building since 2014. You were gone for a couple of years, but you know a lot of people already. And there's some new ones that you got to know, especially more yesterday.
And we'll get to continue to know, right?
Absolutely, because there's always turnover at any job. But yesterday, we had our work holiday party, yes, in January, don't ask. This is how our building rolls.
We had to wait a little bit.
But it ended up being a lot of fun. I didn't expect it to be as fun as it was because of the activity.
Big ups to Broken Back. Bad Brewing. I didn't know they had a wiffle ball stadium inside of there.
What? I have only been there once with a friend.
Outside of there.
I've only been there once, and I had no idea there was a wiffle ball court in there either.
Okay, so you didn't know.
I didn't know the court was in there.
I thought this was a thing that I just was oblivious to. Because I know they be doing food trucks, little stuff like that.
Okay.
Like, now I want to play in the league. I want to play the wiffle ball league because I got some get back.
It was fun. Broken Bat Brewing is right on. It's like in between the third ward and the fifth ward,
it's
almost.
Off of like
right
Pittsburgh.
By Collectivo.
Mm-hmm. Off of Pittsburgh.
Yes, thank you. And so we were down there during the day when they were closed. They opened up for our holiday party. So
Flex.
We had food brought in from Antigua. Flex.
Mm-hmm.
That
Flex.
Was nice. And then we got to go use their wiffle ball court. I put up a reel about it on my Instagram. I put up a Kiss FM TikTok. I'm going to add some more on the Kiss Instagram when I get a chance. If you want to see the footage of the court, it was really cool. But we had so much fun, and we split into teams, and I was drinking a hard seltzer because they did have a seltzer because I don't do beer, right?
Right.
Thank God.
Right.
They had a seltzer, and you were having beer, and everybody was having a good time. And our coworker, because it's wiffle ball, the bat is very light, and the ball is very light.
And he's not a small man.
And Shannon, our coworker, is like a buff dude.
You can tell he works out.
Shannon got up there and he swung and the bat went flying.
Swing and a miss.
And it hit the wall right above like three of our bosses' heads. They were all standing up on the wall talking.
A foot above.
That image will live rent-free in my head forever. The angle I had on that was amazing.
I thought the game was over right then and there.
It was an amazing moment. But I couldn't believe they put us on separate teams.
They did that on purpose. No, they did that on purpose. They were trying to get that competition up out of us. They did that on purpose.
Rude. I had fun, though.
Because not everybody was split up as far as teams go.
Other morning shows got to be on the same team. They put me and DZ on separate teams. So it was killing me every time he was up to bat. I'd be like, go DZ. Don't go DZ. Go DZ. So, like, would you clap for your partner if they were on the other team? It
Hell
was killing
no.
me.
You was the enemy. You was the enemy.
Fair.
Forget you.
It was killing me.
I'm for me right here. We try and catch this dub. I'm on this team right now.
It was hard. It was hard to clap for you, but you know, give it a year. When we're on opposite teams. When the honeymoon phase is over, I won't be clapping for you anymore.
So does that mean I'm already out the honeymoon phase? Because I wasn't clapping. I was waiting for you to get struck out every time.
No, it just means you're already being yourself.
Okay, bet.
Very nice. All right. Well, any last thoughts about the work holiday party yesterday that we had with the wiffle ball? It was a good time, I thought, overall. Nothing crazy.
I can't wait to go back. That's all I got. I can't wait to go back.
Yeah, it'd be fun to get that space for a party. Like, if anybody's having a party, it's good to know it's there. So shout out Broken Bat.
Bachelorette party would be fire there.
Birthday parties, anything.
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 As long as it's within legal age limit.
But
you gotta be 21.
I don't know.
You're
asking me
questions.
You
don't gotta be 21 to play wiffle ball.
I don't know. You don't gotta be 21 to go into a bar.
Technically, especially not in Wisconsin.
So I guess, hey, whatever. Listen, we're gonna do Am I the Jerk next, and this is a wedding one, which got me fired up, DZ.
Okay.
I got mad about this one when she wrote in. So that'll be next. But first, this is big stuff. Miley Cyrus is back. I don't know if anybody heard.
When did she leave?
She left. She popped back up. She is now back. New music. And we've got the Odyssey world premiere for you right now on this show. You ready to hear the new Miley?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm ready to hear some
new
Miley.
Let's do this. It's the Odyssey world premiere. Brand new from Miley Cyrus. It's called Flowers.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, DZ, week two. We're wrapping it up, week two, and we made it. And today's Am I the Jerk, we got on an email. You can email amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. She even gave you a shout out in the email on week two.
What'd she say?
She said, hi, Allie, and welcome, DZ. And then she said, I'm a big fan of the show. I listen every morning on my way to work. I especially love the Am I the Jerk segment, but never thought I would run into a moral dilemma like myself. She said, I don't think the person this is about listens, but just in case, I'd like to remain anonymous.
Good move.
Your friend probably listens.
Friend probably listening.
You'd be surprised.
You know we hot. Come on now. Friend probably listening.
So when you think they're not listening, they are. Okay, so we will change your name, but here's what she wrote in. And I actually got mad about this one. She said, I have a friend who recently got engaged. Her and her fiance are looking for a house and quickly realized they could not afford both a house and a wedding. They decided to elope at the courthouse, which I totally respect. But, in all caps, She told me no one except their parents are invited to the elopement or the lunch afterwards, and they will not be having any sort of reception. Despite this, she's asked me to be her co-maid of honor. Plan a 3-day bachelorette party. Attend 3 different bridal showers, which also implies bringing a gift. And go wedding dress shopping with her, even though she does not plan to buy a dress.
Wait, what?
I know, make it make sense, right? Okay. Then she writes on and she says, I want to be a supportive friend. Because even though she can't have a wedding, I do think she deserves to have a little bit of the bridal experience. After all, she stood up in my wedding last summer. But I didn't even ask for half of that stuff. Am I the jerk if I tell her she's asking for way too much? I need to know if it's worth bringing up to her or not. She said, I hope this makes it on the show. If not, no worries. Oh, it made it on the show,
girl. Oh, it's on the show.
Because I read this and I got mad. I got mad at the bride. I was like, the nerve.
Wait, at the bride? Wait.
Yes. You don't have nobody at your wedding yet still ask them to pay for a 3-day bachelorette party, ask them to come to 3 bridal showers and get you gifts. Hell to the no, DZ. That's rude.
See, the way I thought of it was that since she's not doing all of those other expensive things, mm-hmm. a 3-day little bachelorette trip was justified. You're spending the money on that rather than spending the money elsewhere.
There's a lot of money that goes into this stuff, I'm telling
you. It's expensive no matter what.
Basically, nobody's going to be at the wedding, including the girl that wrote in, yet she's got to do all this stuff for her friend. 414-533-1037. We'll open up the phones.
I bet.
We'll let everyone else decide. Is she the jerk if she says something to her friend?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We had a listener write in. She wants to know if she's a jerk because a friend of hers is getting married and the friend is going to end up eloping at the courthouse, but nobody's invited. She said she totally respects that, but the bride still wants her to throw a 3-day bachelorette party, attend 3 bridal showers, and go wedding dress shopping with her, even though she's not planning on buying a dress. And she said, I want to be a supportive friend because she was in my wedding last summer, but I think she's asking for way too much. I say the bride's the jerk because if nobody's even at your wedding asking someone to spend all this money on the extracurriculars, no thank you.
I get it, though. We're in a different era where mm-hmm. most people are getting married. It's always been a for you and your partner thing. Yep. But now you still want to receive these mm-hmm. gifts, these things. You don't have to have the expensive reception. You could just have a little party instead. You don't mm-hmm. even need to party. You could just do the bachelorette and the bridal yeah. showers. Get the presents, less money, and less pressure for you. Mm-hmm. I think this is beautiful. Good for her.
Good for who?
Good for the bride.
Oh, you're on the bride. You're on the bride side. That's what I thought. I was like, wait, because you're the type of guy that'd be like, just support your friend.
Just support the homie.
But as someone who's thrown bachelorette parties, this gets me hot because I know how much these things cost, and it's just really, really annoying when people want you to spend all this money, but then you're not really a part of anything. Trust me, I see both sides. Listen, DZ, let's go to the phones today. You have not met her yet. No, you have met Paulina in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I met Paulina.
You met Paulina. Paulina, who do you think is the jerk here? Is it the bride or the maid of honor? Because the maid of honor does not want to throw all this stuff for her friend.
I do think that the bride is the jerk. And I'm a little biased because I have like a complex about like people spending a lot of money on me other than my husband. That's fine because we spend money on each other. But I could never ask somebody to like... I mean, 3 days is a lot because if it's 3 days, they're probably going to stay at like some hotel right. or
you're spending over $1,000.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. Your friend to pay for all that, and chances are it's not just you and her, it's going to be other girls too.
A whole group.
So expect mm-hmm. her to pay for all of that for 3 days. That is kind of insane. And then she's not even invited to the little court wedding, so it's like it's kind of messed
that's
up.
That's the thing.
And then also, she can't get mad if you know she's like, I can make it to one out of those 3 baby showers, but, you know, don't expect me to take off of work this many days for these many things, you know? So she can't get mad about that either.
See, that's not a force.
She does have another life and a job.
Right, so. Right. I'm not going to all 3 bridal showers. You're going to get one gift right. out of one bridal shower, and if I'm going to all 3, you're not getting a gift for either one of the last 2.
This is the garbage exactly. that people do with weddings, though, that women have to put up with supporting our friends and all the money yeah. we have to spend. And I think that Paulina knows what I'm talking about with that. But, okay, so that's
fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So
okay.
she says the bride's the jerk.
Thank you, Paulina.
Thank you. Have yes. a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Let's next go to Bella in Kenosha, one of our regulars.
Her milkshake brings all the
Happy Friday.
Hey.
Bella, who do you think is the jerk here, the bride or the maid of honor?
Well, initially I was going to say the maid of honor or the bride, but now I'm going to say the maid of honor.
Oh, so you're on DZ's side. Okay, yes.
I am on DZ's side.
Go
because
on.
I do feel like at the end of the day, you have to support your friend. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to, that's your choice too.
That
so
part.
If she agreed to do it, then she agreed to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, she can still tell her, like, hey, this is a bit much, but she should have said, no, I can't do it.
Mm. See,
so what she's saying, should I speak up and tell her it's way too much? And I'm like, yes, you should.
But she already agreed to it, knowing, like,
you kind of knew
know.
What you was getting involved. I'm on
no,
Bella
you
with that.
You're getting into.
Sounded like she did a
you
little bit.
You agreed to be the maid of honor.
Co-maid.
Co-maid. That's actually mm-hmm. co-maid, which co-maid. Is a whole other thing.
Yeah. So you're not footing the whole bill yourself. You got a co. That's somebody else putting their money up too.
You're not even going to be at the wedding. You're not even going to be there.
Less stress for me. I don't got to buy a dress either.
Yeah, I didn't do all of that, so you know me. My
yeah, you're low maintenance.
Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Bella didn't even want to get married.
She just wanted the presents.
Easy, but it happened.
No, she just loved her man, and he wanted to get married. She got married because she's in love. She mm-hmm. loves him.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bella, thanks for calling.
Have a good day, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Next up, you haven't met her yet. Jade in Greendale. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Jade.
I'm happy I'm finally on. I wanted to say hi to you for a while now. So, hello.
Aww. Well, hello, good morning. It's a pleasure to speak to you. What you say?
Yeah, we're
who's
split
the
down
jerk
the middle.
Right now.
You are the tiebreaker today, Jade, because the girl that wrote in is the maid of honor. She's not even going to be at the wedding because they're eloping, and she feels like this bride's asking for too much, which is a 3-day bachelorette party. She's got to throw 3 different bridal showers and wedding dress shopping. You're the tiebreaker.
Yeah. I definitely think that the bride is asking way too much for her friends, especially if she's not really having a reception that she can go to. I say if she was asking for like maybe a day of a bachelorette, like some one day type of thing where mm-hmm. friends can get together and celebrate, and then maybe one bridal shower, that would be okay with me. But the fact that she's asking for more and expecting her to do it, that's just like... I would definitely speak to my friend and be like, hey, I love you, but this is what I can do or what I'm willing to do for you. Like, I'm still supporting you, but there needs to be some type of, like, drawing the line. That makes sense.
So say something to her, which makes the bride the jerk. Right?
I mean, if you ain't going to buy a dress, I'm not trying to go dress shopping.
Yeah. You know, dress shopping is fun. I mean, she's not going to spend money or whatever, you know, make it an event, but...
You know what's funny? The dress shopping, in my opinion, DZ, is the one thing she should do because that's free then.
What?
That's the one thing she doesn't have to pay for that she can support her and let her have the bridal experience. If that's what we're aiming for here, I don't know. Whatever.
I don't understand the female brain.
So 2 say the bride's a jerk and 1 says not a jerk. I can see your texts coming in. They're all over the place. Somebody said bride is the absolute jerk. Somebody said no, the maid of honor is the jerk. So you can always text in all your thoughts. But thanks for calling, Jade. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Guys, have a great one.
Yes, you can always send in your thoughts and we can discuss more. But we got to do 2 truths and a lie next. I think we're going to let listeners be a part of it today.
Okay.
That's my surprise on a Friday for you. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. 103.7 KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ, week 2. We made it.
Week 2 on a Friday. Mm-hmm. We got some giveaways. We got Sam Smith Woo! Coming in the next hour. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful Friday today.
That's right. Sam Smith tickets at 8:40 this morning. And we've also got a chance to see Adele in Vegas. We're going to send you to Vegas. Haley in Milwaukee won a trip there already. So
jealous.
Could be you at 9:30 if you're listening for the KISS keyword. We have been doing 2 truths and a lie every day around this time just because I want our listeners to get to know you. So I thought, you know what? It's Friday. Let's have some fun. Let's bring in some listeners and let them play along. So good morning, Saucy Sandra.
Hey there, hey.
Happy to have you on the show.
I'm different.
You are a...
Happy to join.
You are... I'm one of your biggest fans because you support... And you come in and you know this show very well. You've listened.
Oh, yes.
You've listened to ZZ. I think that you're going to be able to play this very easily. You think you're going to be able
to
guess
so.
What he's lying about? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we got Saucy Sandra on the phone. Let me lock her in here and make sure we don't accidentally hang up on her. And then we have one more regular on the phone as well. Good morning to Lindsay in Oak Creek.
Woohoo!
Woo! Hey, girl.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, now they have to say hi to each other, DZ.
Hey, girl, hey.
Well, they have a private Facebook group
that
I infiltrated.
That you infiltrated in.
And so I can see what all the regulars are talking about us. They all say nice things, thank God, so far. It's top secret, though. So, ladies, welcome to the show. DZ is going to read off three facts about himself, and then we are individually going to guess which one is the lie. You guys ready?
Awesome. Yes.
All right, DZ, go for it.
All right, let's get it. See, I tried to make these a little difficult.
Ooh, good.
Well, one, I've never been to Vegas.
Okay.
Part of the reason why I'm jealous of Haley in Milwaukee.
If it's true.
Two, I speak three languages. Hello, how you doing? Hola, ¿cómo estás? Je m'appelle Daniel. Parlez-vous français?
Well, did you just give that one away?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Did you just give that one away?
Well,
that's not how the game works.
Three.
Yes.
I want to own a food truck.
Okay.
So one,
uh-huh.
I've never been to Vegas. Mm-hmm. Two, I speak three languages. And three, I want to own my own food truck.
All right, I know what I think's the lie, but first, Sandra, Saucy Sandra, take it away. What do you think here? Which one do you think is the lie?
The pressure's on.
That's all right. Talk to me.
Okay, so the Vegas thing. I think I remember him saying that he went to Vegas, so I'm going to say the food truck because he's so much happy.
He's so happy.
In Kiss FM radio.
Oh, you think he doesn't want a second job, essentially. He's happy in radio. I like that reasoning. All right. So Saucy Sandra thinks the lie is that you want to own a food truck.
Okay.
Lindsay in Oak Creek, what are you coming in at?
Okay. So I think he actually does want to own a food truck.
Okay.
I think that's really cool. Mm-hmm. I think he has a personality for it to upsell and do that stuff. But also, I feel like him speaking three languages is also a truth. I think he just gave that away, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Vegas, and I think if I was listening correctly earlier this week, Vegas was the lie. You've never been to Vegas.
Wait.
But no, that would make it the truth.
It would make it the right.
True, though. That would make it true. Oh. See, Lindsay, this is where everybody gets confused.
It's the wordplay. I'm not saying y'all are wrong. I'm just saying y'all might be.
This is what I say then, because I know you've never been to Vegas, which blew my mind when you told me that. I couldn't believe it. So that's true.
Okay.
You told me off the air you want to own your own food truck. That's a passion you have.
Interesting.
Which means you were just messing with us with the three languages by, what did you like, say one word of one language? And
he
make
tried
us,
to he say tried some to... French junk and didn't. Was unsuccessful.
I think the lie is that you don't speak three languages. What is it?
You locked in on that?
I'm locked in.
Dang it, Allie. No, you're right. Okay.
You know what, though? Sandra and Lindsay, I really was getting mad. I thought he was giving that one away when he started speaking the third language. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you're getting...
Wait a second.
But I had to process and go, no. He's never been to Vegas. He definitely wants to own a food truck. He told me that's like a dream of his. It's a side dream. He loves being on the radio, but he wants to own a food truck.
Yeah.
And so you were just throwing out a saying in French or something. What language were you even speaking?
It was French.
Yeah, it was French.
I said, my name is Daniel. My name is Daniel. Do you speak French? The answer is no, I don't speak French, but people out there do. Somebody that speaks French got it.
Well, all right, ladies, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate you.
Happy Friday. Have a great weekend, guys.
Y'all too, y'all.
That was so
Take care.
You tricked us there.
But I know I didn't. I ain't trick you. You got it.
But
I don't speak three languages.
No, you only speak Spanish and English, right?
I understand a wee bit of French.
Yeah.
And a little bit of Portuguese, but I can't speak them.
Damn.
I can't speak
them. Fine, you got us. You got us good. Good job, DZ. Good job.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Rihanna doing the halftime show in a couple of weeks already at the Super Bowl, which is crazy to think. We're going to be in February before you can blink an eye, DZ.
Good for her. I feel like I ain't seen her doing anything public in a while.
You haven't. And that's why.
With the whole baby and ASAP, all that.
She just had the baby. And there were years where you really didn't see her because she didn't need to. She's got her Fenty. She's got all her side stuff. She's making a ton of money. She's killing it on the side. She didn't need to do music.
I wouldn't have been surprised if we never got another Riri song again.
Same. Same. I agree with you on that, but I'm glad we are going to get her back because she's already released Lift Me Up, which we were playing on Kiss. She's going to have more music, and then she's going to be doing the halftime show. So yesterday, she shared a sneak peek for everyone getting ready for the show, and it's just kind of this image of her walking out, and in the background it's all these different voices of people going, is she ever going to come back? Where's Rihanna? Is she coming back? Is she coming back? So that was kind of a cool thing she shared on social media yesterday that anybody can go watch. It's just her standing in the spotlight, sound bites of fans playing in the background. But
the naysayers,
yeah, the naysayers, everybody who thinks she, again, she didn't need to come back. She's successful. She's like Jessica Simpson.
She's doing
Jessica
this for y'all.
Jessica Simpson's making so much money on her side stuff with her clothes and her bags. She doesn't need to ever do music again. I mean, they're not comparable in music.
Okay. I was going to say.
No, in celebrity. Jessica Simpson can sing. I'll give her that. But as far as...
Status. Savage, if
yes,
you will.
Yes. There was a time 100 years ago when Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey were all people talked about. That was for 1 year, and that was it.
I remember when they had that reality show.
Exactly. But Rihanna, bigger on the status level for
sure.
I'm just talking about people that don't ever need to come back to music because they're so successful with their side businesses. But she's coming back, and then she also dropped some Super Bowl merch as well. That was another thing that she did yesterday. 2023 themed Savage X Fenty merch. Getting ready for that. We should have known. See, this is why she's a businesswoman. Because she knows how to do it. She's like, oh, I'm playing the halftime show. Here's some new merch, everybody.
Drop
check
that for one time.
Boom. Hey, in your face.
They're not hiding it. They say, we ain't playing fair. Savage times Game Day. Mm-hmm. Their little collab.
It's a Game Day collection.
That's fire. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw the hoodie.
No. I saw they have 17 styles for this Game Day collection she released.
I'm in.
You like it?
I'm in. I don't normally like merch. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm not a merch gal either, but they're priced between $33 and $113. So $33 is reasonable for a lot of regular people like us.
I'd say this is affordable merch, especially for Riri.
Yeah.
I'm expecting things to be the $200, $300 range nowadays.
Right. Nope.
Because I'm not paying that.
I'm not either. Sweatpants, jerseys.
They got boxers.
Beanies.
A little tube top. Might get me a tube top.
You know what, Rihanna? Props. You're always thinking ahead, making money. Smart gal. So ready for that show. It's Metro Boomin featuring The Weeknd, 21 Savage. That's Creepin' on Kiss FM. DZ, that song has different samples. I hear the Fugees when I hear that, but you hear Mario, I Don't Want to Know.
I hear so many different.
You
I
hear
don't know
Mario,
what I
Don't Want to Know. Depending on how old you are and what generation you are, you hear different samples in that song. Whatever, I love it. It's called Creepin'.
I feel like I just heard the Fugees on the last one. Now I don't know.
Now you're confused. It just depends. Everybody hears different stuff. I like it. Listen, coming up next, 103.7 Kiss FM, we are going to talk about our list. It's a list everyone in their life should have. DZ has a list. I have a list, and you have to give it to the world, and people are going to give us their list. It has to do with love affairs. I'll just leave it at that, okay?
Okay.
Love affairs.
I guess we'll leave it at that.
It's next. It's so hard to decide. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Week 2, almost complete in the books, DZ. How you feeling over there?
Feel good. It's nice that it's a Friday, mm-hmm, too. Got plenty of things to do. Today is your last chance to win Sam Smith tickets. They come to Chicago in August?
Yep.
Today's the last day. Mm-hmm. So
8:40,
we're doing that.
Your chance to win those very soon here.
Next chance for Adele, too.
9:30.
Boom. And
next week, we're going to have Disney on Ice tickets at 7:45.
I was just
going
to say, the giving keeps going next week, too. I'm more excited about next week. I ain't going to cap.
I'm excited. That's 7:45 next week if you want to go see Disney on Ice. So, DZ, I had said something to you. Hold on, I got to fix my headphones. Why can't I hear anything? Oh, they weren't turned up.
Got it.
My cord hit the volume and turned them down. Whatever, not important. Technical stuff. So I said something to you earlier in the week about your Mount Crushmore.
Yeah.
And if you had a Mount Crushmore, who would be on it?
You brought this up and I was like, Mount Crushmore.
Mm-hmm. You never heard that before.
Yeah, that's kind of an easy answer though.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, my wife, my wife, and my wife.
you can't have your wife in all four spots. It's not. I'll allow her in one because she's your wife, Aaron.
Okay, naturally.
And you're allowed
naturally.
To put her. You should be attracted to your wife.
Thankfully. You know.
Well, I say that a lot of people listening aren't, unfortunately, but a lot are like
I feel,
you.
I feel bad for y'all. We're gonna get y'all some help.
That's right. Hey, they say marriage ebbs and flows. You're attracted sometimes. If you're together for a long time, it ebbs and flows. And if you stick through the bads. You might come back and be reattracted again.
Get back into the flows.
I'm not gonna, but if you want to.
You are hilarious.
A savage. Okay, so Mount Crushmore, because I told you, and we're going to talk about our Mount Crushmores, and then I want to hear the listeners' Mount Crushmores. Your four top people. These can be your hall passes in your relationship, if you're allowed one. These can be the people that just make you melt when you see them on the screen.
Okay.
They should be celebrities. I mean, they
naturally,
should be.
Naturally.
I hope you're not calling in and saying, like, it's Julie, your neighbor, because that would be really bad. Okay, who's on your
awkward.
Mount Crushmore? You said you've got your wife.
I got my Mount Crushmore. As soon as you said it, I'm locked in.
It also tells us the type of person we each like. So who else is on your Mount Crushmore?
Bet. I'll give you my four right now.
Yeah, let's go.
First, foremost, forever and always, my wife for sure.
Yes, obviously.
Top spot.
Who else?
Two, Oprah.
What?
Oprah.
You
don't worry
sleep
about
with
me.
Oprah?
Don't worry about me or my reasonings why Oprah's on
what?
My Mount Crushmore.
I
it's
love Oprah.
Oprah,
but you want to sleep with her?
You get a car. You get a car. You don't got that. Nobody has that.
I'm
she got paper.
I'm surprised of the attraction.
That's my gold digging moment.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's
okay,
it's because
well,
she got money.
I guess if I was, what's the difference between me saying like a George Clooney and you saying an Oprah?
Thank
They're both
you.
Old.
And they both got guap. Thank you.
Yeah, I guess
so,
I'm
Oprah,
being sexist there, but I just don't, I'm shocked.
This is my Mount
okay,
Crushmore,
fine,
not
right.
yours.
You're right.
I'll judge yours like you judging mine.
Fair. That's true, fair. Okay, go on.
Adriana Lima. I've had a crush on her my whole life.
Oh, yeah, she's smoking.
She, what's it, Victoria's
model.
Secret model?
Yeah, she's a model.
She's been a model for forever.
Yeah.
Since I was like five, I'm like, oh my gosh, wow.
She right. always got you excited. Yeah.
Yep.
Puberty
yeah.
was great with her on a poster on the wall.
You know
right?
what I mean? You
yeah,
know?
I got you.
And then my fourth, hey, Brad Pitt.
What? You added a dude?
This is my Mount Crushmore.
You're not going to sleep with a dude. You're straight
Who
as
said
hell.
This is about sleeping with somebody,
okay,
though?
Me?
You, okay, your
this
list is
your
about sleeping
pass.
With somebody. Not
this
mine.
Is,
not
this
mine.
Is your you want to sleep
nope,
with?
Nope, this is
okay,
a Mount
fine.
Crushmore who you might have a little crush on.
You know what?
I'm jumping on the Regina King and Quinta Brunson. Hey, Brad Pitt. I'm hopping on the bandwagon. Hey,
okay,
Brad Pitt.
Okay, fine. So
Silver Fox.
Yours is just... Is not all sexual then.
It's not. Why would it be?
Because mine are. Okay, I want to sleep with all of these. Okay, so here is my Mount Crushmore, everybody. Here we go. Number one, I'm so mad he's married, but I'm happy for him that he's married. From his face to his personality, I want to be that with this man. Ryan Reynolds is my number one on Mount Crushmore all day, every day, with the beard.
I get all right. Bearded
Reynolds.
Gotta
have the beard. Bearded Reynolds, 100%.
Okay.
Adorable, hot, loved him forever, and he's funny. He's like the perfect
true,
man.
True.
And he loves his wife and he's a good dad. Ugh, what's wrong with this guy?
True.
Nothing.
Dad jokes on point too. No, I'll give you that. I'll give you
Nothing's
that.
Nothing's wrong with this guy.
Solid choice.
Number one on my Mount Crushmore. Had to think hard here because I've always been a Shamar Moore girl.
Oh.
I mean, who isn't?
I mean,
who
even
isn't?
My wife is a Shamar Moore
Everybody's
girl.
Everybody's a Shamar Moore girl.
Facts.
So I was like, is he still on my Mount Crushmore? Is he? Fine, he can stay on the Mount Crushmore. Shamar Moore is staying on the Mount Crushmore.
He's up. Okay.
Then I got torn between if I want to keep Michael B. Jordan or Jason Momoa on my Mount Crushmore. Again, I'm fighting with who's getting kicked out of my bed right at this moment. I'm really fighting myself on this one.
Long hair, don't care.
Funny.
Or,
oh my God, you're the hottest thing I've ever seen.
Oh my God,
Michael
you're Michael B.
Jordan.
Yeah,
oh my
yeah,
God,
yeah.
Like, hello. Finally, well, they're both halves. They're 50s, and they're my third. Fine.
Then you splitting them?
I'm splitting them.
We didn't know we could split.
I just made up a rule. Finally, last but not least, this is the latest one to join my Mount Crushmore. He is in a relationship, but I don't care once again because this is all about dreams and your dream list of Mount Crushmore. Do you know who Austin Butler is?
Nope, you lost me on that one. Austin Butler.
If I tell you, you'll know. He played Elvis.
That guy?
Yes.
Him?
He's with Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh, really?
This guy.
Huh.
Yeah, he's younger than you think. This guy, something about his swagger. I don't know what it is. He was on the Disney Channel Nickelodeon, but I don't want to go back to that era. There is something about him that I just find so hot. I don't know what it is. Because I fought between him and Nate Jacobs from Euphoria. His real name is Jacob Elordi, I think. Nate Jacobs is a character on Euphoria who is the best. But no, I'm going to go with Austin Butler as on my Mount Crushmore.
I ain't see that one coming.
I know.
I remember.
I got a weird mix of dudes on this thing.
For real. I remember Buddy when he did a little short stint on Zoe 101 back in the day.
I knew you were going to bring up the Disney and the Nickelodeon stuff, and then I was going to get turned off.
Well, because he's only about,
but he's
what,
a grown-up 30 now.
30-something. True.
He's a grown-up now.
I'll do that. He's 31.
He was born in 91. All right, everyone can call and contribute their Mount Crushmore. 414-533-1037. We'll discuss next. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. Second week almost complete. Sam Smith tickets, by the way, coming up very shortly in minutes. Don't go anywhere. DZ, we're talking about our Mount Crushmores this morning.
Yeah.
Who we would like to have on our list if it was a dream world and we could have anyone. I still can't believe Oprah's on yours. That is the weirdest thing I've ever. I did not see that one coming. But
you saw Brad Pitt coming?
No, I didn't see that one coming either, because I thought you understood the assignment. He did not understand the assignment.
This was my Mount Crushmore list.
Supposed to have some kind of sexual attraction,
nah,
I thought.
Nah.
Fine. Okay, fine. Let's just go to the phones. Rebecca's in Milwaukee. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Girl, who is on your Mount Crushmore?
Okay, DZ, you and I are the same age. I'm 29, so hopefully you can relate. Okay, my number one is for sure Usher, because, I mean, he's been the love of my life.
Hold on.
Great.
Usher's my age. Why wouldn't I be able to relate to that? Literally, Usher and I are the same age. Well, Usher, I grew up with Usher, too.
Usher has surrounded our life, though.
She thinks Usher is your generation. This Hello?
No, wait. Allie, I said that because there's more. Okay, Rihanna's definitely number two because of Man Down. Like, since she sung Man Down, she was mine.
Okay, go
and
on.
Then, wait, can I get a whole group? If I can't get a
four.
Whole group.
You get four. What are your other two?
But, like, I'm talking a group like Pretty Ricky. If I can't have the whole thing, then I pick
you
a
can't.
Mario.
Nope. Mario. Mario. Oh,
okay,
three.
Okay. I'll give you that. I'll give
Fair.
You that.
Fair. Who's four?
Then I pick Omarion for sure, because the long hair, don't care. Love that.
Touch.
Nice mix.
And then,
wow. Oh, she's adding a fifth. Who's the fifth? And then I'm cutting you off. Go, Rebecca.
Wait, I didn't have
She's got too many.
Mario, I didn't pick Mario. I can't pick Mario. Okay,
so Mario's off. Mario's off.
Who's going in that slot? Go.
My fourth is Beyonce, because she's been with me since Destiny's Child, and, you know, I just can't get over her.
She's my age as well. You want to act like she's not in my generation? Here we go again.
But they built our generation. They built our generation.
I think it's because you were younger. Yeah, looking up.
And they've been always in our life.
I'll be 30 in 2023, yes. So I'm like, you better be able to relate with me.
I relate. I hear
he
you.
He gets it.
Those are all solid right
you
there.
You grew up with them. I was like the same age I was in high school and college, and they were I get it.
They've been superstars our whole lives.
Absolutely. Rebecca, that was great. Thanks
was
for calling. Chelsea in Burlington, good morning. Who's on your Mount Crushmore, girl?
You know, I have a big list, but if I feel back to 7'7", I would definitely be at the top of Mount Crushmore with Justin Timberlake.
Wow.
Yep. I'm not fighting that one. Go on.
Yep. He is just so good looking, and he's played so many good roles.
And he can
he's
dance.
Been in so many different things. Oh, yeah.
They can dance. They can, you know.
Yep.
You know.
About the rhythm.
They can, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and Friends with Benefits, too, that movie, he played such a sweet, innocent guy that had his head on his shoulders, you know, like,
who else,
Mr. McDreamy.
Chelsea's on her. She's on a Justin Ramsey.
I think it's just different levels of JT.
If I could go a little bit older, I would have to say Johnny Depp. Bad boy, you know, long hair.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
your Johnny taste, Depp. Your taste changes. Well, who else?
Yeah, Heath Ledger.
R.I.P. R.I.P. for sure.
Yeah, and the accent.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then if I had to do one more, I'd say Mac Miller.
Another.
I met him with you guys.
Oh, you met Mac Miller when he came to show?
Yes, I did. I cried like a baby.
Oh, yeah, Mac Miller. Mac Miller played for us. Mac Miller played for us at the rave, and were you? I don't know if you were at those shows, DZ.
I was at the show. I was.
You were.
At,
you worked
I was
for Kiss.
At the
you
show.
Were, not, okay, because you worked for Kiss for many a years, and yeah, Mac Miller, R.I.P. for sure on that one. All right,
that's a good
thanks,
list.
Girl.
Really? Thank
Next
you.
Up, Claire. I didn't mean to cut her
Have
off.
Have a good
Claire
weekend.
Menominee Falls.
We love you.
Who's on your Mount Crushmore? Good morning. Who's on yours?
Okay, so. He's Indian. He's an Indian actor. His name is Shah Rukh Khan.
Mm.
He is so hot with his beard and his like 12 pack.
Oh, you had me at beard. What's his name again?
It's Shah Rukh Khan. S-H-A-H.
Got him.
R-U-K-H. Oh, he is so fine.
Got it. Who else, girl? Who else?
This guy, he's a role model. I love him. Giannis.
Oh, Giannis is Giannis. He's adorable to me.
Giannis.
Yeah, he's a cutie.
He's a crush, Giannis.
I love the Giannis on your Mount Crushmore. Who else?
Will Smith.
Will Smith?
No,
I love Will
That's
Smith.
Like Oprah being on DZ's.
What?
Over there.
No, you don't get to jump their list. I like it.
All right, one more.
He ages like beautiful fine wine.
Fine. Go on. Fourth one.
And my fourth one, I'm sorry, I'm going to hop on the other train, but Priyanka Chopra.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can swing both ways on this show. I you can do it if you
Ain't
want.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. I have no
I
problem with that.
I loved Priyanka Chopra the first time she came on the Bollywood Indian movies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. And Nick 90s. Jonas, right?
Nah, I she can have him.
She can have her. She's the one that's married to Nick Jonas. Nick Jonas, I'd put him on my Mount Crushmore. Yes, sir.
Too many spots. Too many spots.
All right, Claire in Menominee Falls, thank you. We appreciate everyone contributing today for your Mount Crushmore.
This
that was
a good
fun.
List.
That was fun.
Yeah.
We should do this again sometime. But now, Sam Smith tickets. We're running out of time. 414-533-1037. Caller 30. You are going to see Sam Smith in Chicago at the United Center in August. Let's do this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.